This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the correct way to perform istikhara? Alhamdulillah, salat salam ala Rasulullah. So in the hadith that's reported by Tirmidhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach the companions the istikhara, just like he used to teach them a surah of the Quran. And he used to say that whoever of you intends or commits to doing something, then let them pray two rak'ahs that are voluntary prayers. And then, ثُمَّ الْيَقُلْ, and then let them say, اللهم إني استخيرك بعلمك, and then the dua that's known. So the question then becomes, is this something that this dua, is it said in the salah or is it said after the salah? The language of the hadith indicates that it's said after the salah, after the two rak'ahs are performed. Why? Because of the word thumma. Thumma in Arabic indicates التراخي, indicates delay. It indicates a passage of time. It's not something that's immediate. And so the two rak'ahs are prayed, and then after the salah is over, then you make the dua, and you make the dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to make, and you insert your issue, your affair, in that dua. So you say, oh Allah, if you know that this issue is better for me, and then you name your issue, then make it easy for me and facilitate it for me and bless me in it. And if you know that this issue, and then you name your issue, is bad for me, then divert me away from it and prescribe for me the good wherever it is, and then make me content with it. And so you make that dua after the salah is over, and you include that thing that you are praying for in the actual supplication. If you can memorize that supplication in Arabic, then that's wonderful, because the Prophet ﷺ taught it for them like he taught a surah of the Quran. However, if a person cannot memorize the Arabic, then they can simply say the meaning in English, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows.